Mind is brought to you in association with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Work and succeed together with IIL.
Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind. I'm Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist in Geneva. I'm speaking this month about bullying with Amélie Rocher from the Institut International de l'ANSI, where she's the anti-bullying program coordinator and trainer. For more information, please visit iil.ch/kiva. Amélie, what are typical concerns that parents would have?
Often cyberbullying is what really concerns parents. However, statistically, the most highly frequent form of bullying is actually verbal, such as name-calling, humiliation, and spreading rumors is a big one, and degrading comments. But statistically, you have to know that cyberbullying is usually a consequence of a bullying situation that is already taking place in person and is brought home via the screens. And we have data to prove that.
That's helpful, I think, for parents to be able to differentiate, you know, between what's happening in a kind of in-person interaction versus a screen cyberbullying. What resources may be useful for parents?
There are lots of guides for parents available online. Kiva provides one, for example, and it's useful in defining what is bullying, what isn't, so that parents can be aware and can observe and listen and try to understand what is happening in their children's life. Important to have a pedagogical approach and not a blaming approach when they talk to their children. Should they mention any case of bullying, whether they're bullies or victims, it's important to open up the conversation with the children. Are you happy at school? Have you noticed anybody being isolated or included or excluded? And just open up about this so that they can spot if anything happens and they can report it.
If a parent does think something's happened, like they're concerned that their child has been, for example, a victim of bullying or a perpetrator, what might parents do in that case?
They should contact the school straight away because this is where the children spend most of their time. So they should contact their form teachers and they should mention it and talk about it. It may not be bullying, but at least they will know. So the advice would be as soon as you think there is a concern or if you think your child is being bullied or perhaps being a bully, then they should definitely contact the school. That would be my best advice.
Thank you so much, Amélie. For more information, you can visit iil.ch/kiva. If you would like to hear that episode or more from the series, you can visit our website, worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.
Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with IIL. Work and succeed together with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Find out more on iil.ch.